Ja, niin, mutta tämä liikko. Eli kyllä, vielä, vielä kuolella tuossa, tämä liikko on nyt. Tämä liikko on nyt, kun on kiinni sanoa. Se kuitenkin liikko on nyt, on sinne. Se kuolella, se kuolella. Kuitenkin on se kuolella, se kuolella. Mä tuon, että tehty, 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 И даже я вот тут на кошке твой я. Это все на деле, куда лас фола, и вот так вот, и вот. Это все на надо газ, когда вот тайно. Вот там на тканила, и на там так. Куда ну на туда не то. Ты чего? И сюда на на руки, на руки. И сюда ай. Сюда я все. Мне не знаю, где же на буш. Chale de chiu do. Chale ko se ka do ja. Ni ko ni ni.
Yeah, what Charlie thing is us the three of us here, we said we had to live off the land and because when you live out on the land, not in town here, you do things for yourself, for everything, whatever, you know, you learn to hunt, fish, and anything for way of life, like that. You don't have much time for to have fun, mm-hmm. Not too much. The only time we had, we shared our time together was in the evening. You know, one place we sit and tell, we have fun and talk jokes and stuff like that. That's the only time we, in daytime we're doing something. But what he's saying is, because we've done it that way, we knew how to survive on the land. Today, kids are not like that, because they live in town and they don't go out on the land too often. See, last fall there was a couple of boys went boating and they were lost for 2 days, I think. They have to go look for them. And all this time they just ran out of gas. And so they didn't take enough gas, I guess. And it wasn't all that far, but they have to go look for them and they found them, they brought them back. I mean, stuff like that. Nothing like that ever happened to us when we were on the land. We knew where we had to go. You know, and that's a difference today and 50 years ago. This is what he's telling us. So his story, when you hear his story, is going to be pretty well all the same. I traveled different area from him. Rennie traveled his area different, but at the end of the day, it's all same thing. Mm. Over and over, you know, we hunt, we trap, and we fish, and we did everything that we have to do on the land. So, with that, let's get on. Like I said, I start telling you a story about when I first started trapping with my dad. I was 15. And when we got out on the land, on the trap line, he one day he said, my son, he said, you have to watch everything I do. If you're not sure, ask me a question, you know. But don't ask too many questions, because if you watch me, you'll learn. And you won't have to talk too much. Mm-hmm. This is the way he taught me. And the first thing he said you do when you're on the land, he said, everything you see around you, trees, lakes, rivers, ice, snow, whatever is there, he said, you want to use it all, you know, to survive out here on the land. And you have to respect that. The first thing you do is respect the land. Take care of the land, and the land will take care of you at the end. And this is the way he put it to me. And I always follow that. I always remember those words when I started traveling by myself. Mm-hmm. And then when I had my two boys, I started taking them out and took them out of school, take them out in Carthel Lake. It's about over 100 kilometers away in the middle of the winter. It wasn't easy for them. But they both did well, and I didn't take them both at the same time, one boy at a time. Yeah. And they learned a lot from that. And I teach them what my dad taught me, how to hunt, how to trap. And also I told them about respect for the land, and also respect the animals that you're hunting. You know, it's just the way life was meant for you to be, is to use the land, animals, everything. And you have to respect for everything, because always think, my dad used to say, when you kill a moose or a caribou, always thank the land for providing you with this animal. If this animal didn't want you for your need, you wouldn't have killed it. Mm. And you killed it because he offered his life to feed you. That's why you killed it. And that's how it is for everything in life on a land. And you always watch everything you do. Even when you're traveling, you hit the lake you've never been on before, or even you were there last winter. This winter could be thin ice or something like that. You got to stop before you run out there and check the ice. Make sure it's safe before you cross. Same thing with the river. Everything you do, you have to think all the time before you do it. You know, especially if you cut wood. Cutting wood with axe is... You know, we didn't have power saws back then. All we had was axe. And if you didn't take care of that axe, you could chop yourself and hurt yourself pretty bad, and you were that many miles back there by yourself. You know, it's not easy. When we had dog teams, it was different. Dog team would take you home. Skidoo, no. You know, Skidoo is fast, but if you break down that far back and you have no parts, what are you going to do? You have to walk. And if you got sick or cut yourself, what are you going to do? You know, things like that you have to learn before you do it so it doesn't happen. You know, those are the things that my dad taught me. And the best thing, as I always remember, is he told me everything. Always look after the land, you know, with respect, and everything should be good for you. And that's the land, that's the law of the land that I learned from him. And today, Western science law don't understand our laws, and they don't regard it, but I think we should be listened to by you guys, and learn where we're coming from, mm-hmm. and where we'd like to take this story to one day down the road, you know, and that's what I want from this interview thing. Remember, you were here when we said this interview. Elders, mm-hmm. and record them and take it from there, you know, and then everybody will understand the Dena law. And Dena law is not so much in words. All you can say the Dena law is to live off the land and take care of the land, and you know, take care of yourself and respect the animals and everything. And other than that, what can I tell you more?